First of all, that's been our strength, is we've been able to get off the field on third down and get, you know, in those type of situations, give our offense a chance at the end of the game. What goes through your mind? You know, we had opportunities. Plain and simple. You know, we had opportunities. And I think Fletch harped on, he said it twice, maybe three times, that that's a good, high-powered offense we're playing. You know, by no means were they slouches in any shape or form. You know, they Aaron Rodgers played a heck of a game, you know, and hats off to him. He's a, you know, being out there watching film, you know, is different than actually being out there and playing against him. And you can just tell how smart he is and how quick he's able to make those decisions. So, you know, hats off to them. But, yeah, for us, it was disappointing. But, again, you know, we've got a big big task at hand coming this week, and we're going to have to be ready to bounce back.
He had three early rushing first downs, too. I mean, so you're dealing with a guy that not only is getting the ball out quick, but when he holds on to it, he's able to either extend plays or run for first downs. That makes it doubly difficult, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. And it's been that way for the past 3 weeks. You know, you guys are harping on the D-line not getting sacks, but look at the quarterbacks we play. Either getting the ball out quick or able to move in the pocket and be elusive. So, you know, it's obviously when you're playing a quarterback who has that ability, or quarterbacks that have that ability, they add a whole completely new dimension to their offense. And, you know, if you sit back in zone and they're gonna be able to run for four or five or get a first down or whatever the situation may be asking for. So, you know, it's game plan stuff. We knew going in. He got those first two or three and then didn't have much after that. So,
but not to belabor the point, but, you know, teams have sacked him and six teams have beaten the Packers. You know, what was so different, you think?
In my opinion, it's third down. Defensively, it's third down. We give our offense more opportunities to score. You look at the other games that they won, to your point, that they lost, those were shootouts. You know, a bunch of those games were the offense able to score on their defense, you know, and we didn't hold up our part of the bargain, giving our offense opportunities, in my opinion. You know, I don't know. I think they may have had six or seven total possessions. Seven at the end. So, you know, that's in a fast game, that's a half. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's disappointing again, but I think it's third down.
Doug had said, you know, I asked Fletcher the same question. You guys are moving the right direction, mm-hmm. despite the recent struggles. What makes you think that way?
What
makes you think he's saying that? Why is he saying that?
He believes in us, man. It's you know, he's got a team that has performed really well at times, and then has been inconsistent at times. And I think that's the frustrating part. But once we get that to that point, and it's the process, man. We're I don't want to sit here and say trust the process, because at the end of the day, you've got to have results, you know. But you know, there is to some extent a process to it, and you have to learn from the things that the mistakes that you've made. And once that corner is turned, this team can be, you know, at the top of the league at any point. You know, it's just about execution. If you look at the games that we've lost, we've been this close, you know, most of the time. And each game is a dogfight. And, you know, it's not like we're out here getting blown out. You know what I mean? So when the games get to that point to where they are, you know, dogfights and come down to a few plays, it's those little details that make the difference. And once we're able to make those plays, this is going to be a great team.
Fantastic.